I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's the Ed Lover Morning Show, 104.3 Jam, Chicago's number one for throwbacks. And joining us via phone, not in the studio because we're all quarantined, probably except him, is Dr. Rahul Kar-A, founder of Innovative Care, which is a group of medical practices changing the way healthcare is delivered throughout Chicago. And he is joining us right now to talk about the COVID-19 virus. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm hanging in there.
Are you working long, long hours?
Yeah, I'm at the office about 15 hours a day, so that's long for me.
And you have a staff of different people, so I guess my first question is to you, when you guys working so hard and long hours, what are you doing to keep the morale up during a time like this?
Oh, we're just trying to be with each other and support each other. You know, in this time where all our friends and family are isolated, we actually have each other to depend on. And so we live almost a very different life than anyone else we know right now.
Mm-hmm. You guys are definitely on the front line. How does COVID-19 compare to anything you've ever seen before?
We've never seen anything like it. In 2003, we had that SARS virus that scared us for a very short amount of time. It's a similar virus, but it was not contagious. We had H1N1 a few years ago, but again, nothing to the amount of contagiousness and deaths that we're seeing. So this is a once-in-a-lifetime virus for us.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So if people practice safe behavior, right? Like, say, staying at home, washing their hands. Is it really likely that we'll see a decline in cases and avoid this projected death tolls that we've been given from the White House?
Yes, absolutely. We won't be able to tell because you won't know what it would have been like if we didn't stay at home and isolate. So it's a very difficult question. But absolutely, it is saving lives. And I'm really proud of Illinois for doing this pretty early on.
Yeah, Illinois were definitely right on top of it. Jen BT, my co-host, is here with me. She has a question for you. Jen?
Hey, I really do. Thank you so much for being here with us. Just on a personal note, what has this been like for your family during this time? Have you been able to see them, you know, since you're on the front lines and you're worried about, you know, having access to people that are COVID patients?
Yeah, that's a great question. I have an interesting story about that. So about 2 weeks ago, I quarantined myself knowing that I was going to be working long hours and be involved with patients with COVID-19. And we know that healthcare workers have a 30 to 40% more likely chance of developing the COVID virus. So I left the house and got a cheap Airbnb across the street from the clinic. But here's the irony. My son, while I was isolated, contracted it from another CPS fellow kid, his best friend.
Oh, no.
And he spread it to my wife. And so, honestly, now I'm quarantined, but away from them. So, ironically, I was trying not to give it to them, but they picked it up in the community. So it's very contagious. It's been 2 weeks for me without seeing them, which has been really sad. But I know that in a couple more weeks, I'll be able to go back home, I hope.
We got more with Dr. Kar-A coming up right here on the Ed Lover Morning Show on 104.3 Jams.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.